Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name's Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for checking in with us for this Friday, July 13th, 2012. This is our 511th podcast.
Yay!
And it's Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, in trouble. Maybe that's why this day is getting so crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, we got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to go over some Hawaii vacation news. We're going to talk about what's more important to you, customer service when it comes to airlines and flying, or the prices themselves, because we asked Facebook friends about that this week. We're also going to talk about our experience.
Last night.
Yeah,
yesterday. Yeah, like afternoon to activity plus show.
Yep, we went to Kualoa Ranch. We're going to talk about that. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com.
And you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. You can reach us on Facebook,
yep.
Twitter.
Who are you on Twitter?
Aloha Yali.
Aloha.
Aloha Bruce.
Yeah, yeah. So you can check us out there.
How about Facebook?
Facebook, yeah.
Hawaii Vacation.
That's right. Just get over to Facebook and check us out at Hawaii Vacation, plural. Anyway, lots of ways to get in touch with us. The best way to keep up abreast with what's going on with us is to check out our blog and our podcast pages.
That's right.
And you can do that just by checking the links on our website. Just at the top, you can get it. Or hawaii-aloha.com/blog or podcast.
That's right.
Just get in touch with us. If you're planning a vacation to Hawaii, that's all we do.
Yes.
And we'd love to hear from you. Gosh, it's been such a busy week. Thursday, we went out to Paradise Bay Resort. And this is a wonderful resort on the north side of the island over in Kaneohe.
Yes.
Right near Hāʻiʻa Pier.
I know.
And we ate at Hāʻiʻa Pier once again.
Yay.
Hāʻiʻa Pier, if you don't know where that is, that's on the north side, like we just said, in the Kaneohe area. There's a wonderful restaurant there. We've talked a lot about it. Hāʻiʻa Pier.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little like takeout place where you get excellent, excellent lunch. And Mark Noguchi is the chef there. From the new breed of chefs that are in Hawaii, and unfortunately,
He's leaving.
That's his last
But he'd do something even better.
He's doing something even better, and he's leaving it in good hands, and we're still going to recommend Hāʻiʻa Pier to our friends. We'll go eat there after he's gone, just to make sure. Then hung out with our friends over at Paradise Bay Resort, which is this wonderful small resort. If you're looking for something that's a little bit outside of Waikiki, right on the water there on Kaneohe Bay, just gorgeous.
Yeah, and you can see a sandbar.
Yeah, you can see the sandbar. And they even have little trips to the sandbar on Saturdays that you can go. They have it's free. It's part of the package. You want to check out Paradise Bay Resort. Put some pictures up on the Facebook page and also have a video up that we did a year ago. But I'm going to update it and put some new stuff.
Yeah.
Another thing we did again was we went out to Kualoa Ranch. We got invited.
Yes.
I always love going there, don't you?
Yeah, of course. It's so beautiful
it's so
there.
So beautiful there. A lot of movies have been there.
TV shows.
So it's a great attraction. And you can do a lot of activities there. And one thing that they've focused on in the last couple of years is kind of like a rebranding where they're trying to give people who visit a more authentic Hawaiian experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they've hired a lot of kapuna, they've hired a lot of kapu, and recently they started a new show there.
Yeah.
And
dinner. Yeah, let's say dinner entertainment.
But it's kind of like a luau, really is. They don't want to call it a luau because it's just, you
it's
know.
It's not like the commercial luau.
Exactly, it's not a commercial luau. That's a really good point, and I think that's what's so great about it. It's not what you would expect at a commercial luau, where you get like Polynesia, and you get fire dancers and all these things, which are not really part of a luau. The true Hawaiian luau, this is more like a true Hawaiian luau to me.
Yeah, just hula.
Well, there was hula, and there was kapu. Kapu are like teachers. These are the teachers of the Hawaiian traditions, and it's done excellently, and I highly recommend it. You get real hands-on experience. I loved how at the end, they did like, let's play, and they do... They show you what the Hawaiians did in their spare time to play. And they do these activities, these games.
Yes.
It was just really a great way. I was just so impressed with it. I can't believe I didn't know about this. They really just started advertising it recently. So I'm going to be recommending this to everybody. If you're going out to Kualoa Ranch, do like a half day in the afternoon and then take in this show in luau. In fact, I like it so much, I think we should be bundling it in. That's how good it is. Because, I mean, here's the thing about this kind of luau. When you go to it and you've never been to a luau, mm-hmm. you don't know that you're seeing something so unique and
different.
Traditional.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough thing for them, I think. Because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody, you guys listening, you're going to hear this and you're going to go, I want to go to luau, and then you're going to have to go to these other luaus. Because everybody says that they went there. This is a struggle sometimes for people to really understand, you know, that we're trying to give them unique experiences.
Yeah, and then usually the luau people are thinking about just regular, they go to have entertainment, they have a pig, and they have this, that.
Right, and it's everything that they've seen online and heard their friends about. So when I come along and say, hey, do this really unique, fun thing that nobody is doing. So that's then just the frustration just, point.
Because they never know. So
and
that's
you know, an example is this woman who wrote in, Cynthia, one of our podcast listeners.
Mm-hmm.
She came to me, asked me for some ideas, but is very reluctant, to do anything I'm suggesting. Because she hasn't read it online and she hasn't seen it online. Mm-hmm. So you got to trust me. You got to trust me. I'm here for 20
just
years.
Do it.
Do the stuff I'm asking you to do. You
just
won't regret it.
Just do it.
Especially stuff
it.
Like that. So we got a lot of ground to cover. So much stuff going on. Let's first get into some of the news. I think you heard something before we came on the air today.
Oh, the Island Colony going to do the renovation?
Yeah, the Island Colony.
Yeah, they're going to start to do all the renovation. And so we're going to see what the room looks like. Everything will be... You know, the old Island Colony kind of old.
Yeah, and Island Colony has been one of our budget condos that we still recommend because it was a really good price. You get a good value, but it wasn't like the Taj Mahal. It wasn't one of your more expensive properties.
Yeah.
And, you know, people could afford it. It was just a great deal. And so hopefully we won't lose the great deals there.
See?
You saw some pictures of it?
Just one.
Yeah,
and
it looks
model
nice.
Room.
Looks nice. So fantastic. So we'll keep an eye on that. The Island Colony Hotel going into renovation. So we'll be keeping people informed about that. Go Airlines is adding some more flights. They added three island routes. So starting August 2nd, they're going to be going from Honolulu to Kahului with a later flight.
Yes.
And also August 4th, they're going to be starting some flights from Kona.
Honolulu,
and then they're adding another one from Kahului to Lihue.
Good.
Isn't that an interesting hop? Kahului to Lihue.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's
because
be a good
not
one.
A lot of red non-stop fly there. So
yeah, there hasn't
be
been
nice.
A That's from so that would be going from people don't know what we're talking about, Kahului on Maui over to Kauai. So that route's been tough for folks. So when you're doing an inter-island hop, you have to end up going through Honolulu a lot of time. That's gonna be very popular.
Right.
That's
going
to be very popular. So we'll be adding that to our inventory as well. Some other news that's happening here. Halekulani is completing their renovations.
Yay!
They're doing a $52 million renovation.
They're going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, much needed. And, you know, that's been my biggest complaint. Five-star property that still has the 80s feel to it. So I'll be interested to see how they do it.
But the room is big, though.
Yeah, the rooms are huge. The rooms are huge there. So going to be looking at that as well. So we'll get that all up on our website as well. This is kind of controversial.
Ooh.
But over in Kailua, where people go paddling out to the Mokes, that's again in Kailua area, the Lani Kai area. Over the years, a lot of vendors have come in there doing paddling and surf lessons. And so I guess there's been too many of them over the years.
As I... Look at a picture. What they usually show is like that 10 kayaks go up by one company.
Right.
Just one tour company.
Right.
But you think about if you have four, that's 40 kayaks.
I know. So
this
people,
is like line it up. It's scary long.
Yeah, there's like too many of them. So people started complaining that you couldn't even go to the beach.
Yep.
There's all these commercial activities happening in Kailua. So there was a lot of back and forth. And now the city council... agreed to ban all commercial activity there. So on one hand, I totally get it that there's too much. And I think that's the city's fault for not regulating it to begin with.
Yeah, or they can do it just as small. You only can do Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday or Friday so everybody can line it out.
Yeah.
So it will not be everybody
exactly.
on the beach at the same time.
Exactly. They needed to hire Yu Yanlang as the product manager to straighten these things out because I just don't understand how we've gotten to this point. Now, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs and their livelihood.
No,
I really feel bad for those vendors.
They are small business, too. and it will bring a lot of people to close by all the grocery store, the shopping.
Yeah, it brings commerce into there, so it's really, you know, a tough situation.
Yep.
But for now, these guys are out of business. In fact, imagine waking up one day, you're a small business, and then the next day you have nothing. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah.
And
I feel for
need
both
to
sides on this.
Cancel all the reservation, refund all the money.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Yeah. So anyway, we will keep an eye on that to see if anything changes. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of uproar about that as well. And just before we went on the air, mm-hmm. I saw Ryan Ozawa tweet mm-hmm. a video of, this is a really hilarious video. Some local kids here mm-hmm. went and put a sign in mm-hmm. Waikiki. What they did was they printed out a sign and put it over a sign in Waikiki, and it mm-hmm. said falling coconuts in a place where there's absolutely no coconuts. It's hysterically funny. And they do a time-lapse photography video of people reacting to this sign.
And the kids look at the sky.
And they keep looking around. Where are the coconuts falling? There's no coconuts falling. It was just hysterical. I'm going to post a link to it on our site.
And then suddenly, coconuts show up.
It's right, like, and then they put a coconut there. Like, by
the coconut!
I know, and people are like looking up. What is this coconut? Where is this coconut going? If you have a chance to check out this video, I put it up on the website.
God.
And also, I mean, on the Facebook page, links to it.
Oh,
hysterical.
My God.
It's called Coconuts Falling in Waikiki.
Let's go nuts.
Yeah, let's go nuts. That's what it's called, I think. Something like that. Let's go nuts.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. So, it's really
funny.
Really fun video. Check that out. You'll mm-hmm. really like that. Some quick activities that are happening. The 42nd Annual Ukulele Festival is going to be happening at Kapi'olani Park. It's going to be happening July 22nd.
Wow.
Yeah, 9 a.m. to 2. I wanted to let people know about that. Great activity to go to. Again, these things are like free, very low cost. For folks and tourists when they come
too.
In. I think that was totally free. A new farmer's market is opening up at the Royal Hawaiian Center rooftop. So if you're down in Waikiki now, you get the farmer's market up there. So if you want to take some stuff back to your hotel room, locally grown farmer's market, farm-to-table stuff, you know, you can do that. And then like we mentioned last week, the Aloha Fridays at Volcano Art Center down on the Big Island is happening. And there's lots of great stuff happening every Friday in July there. So if you're going to be on the Big Island, you're going to be at the Volcano.
No. Mm-hmm.
Definitely check that in. Just while we're talking about Fridays, you know every Friday there's fireworks in Waikiki. Don't forget there's fireworks in Waikiki every Friday.
7:45.
Yeah, we saw them the other day for some reason.
Hmm.
Over here in Kalhala, they just started shooting off fireworks.
Must
That's another
be
story. And so check that out.
Yep.
You'll enjoy that. All of this stuff, once again, posted on our podcast page, hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. Now let's get talking into this issue that we discussed about. What's more important to you, flying on an airline?
Mm-hmm.
What's more important to you, customer service
mm-hmm.
or price?
If you know the airline well, I think people will choose the price.
You think so?
Yeah, but
you'll choose price. Well, we posted the question on our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and it sparked a lot of comments and a back and forth debate, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I actually did a tally of what people's answers were, and I was really surprised to discover that more people chose customer service and satisfaction over prices. You know, you'd think with airfare being as expensive as it is, that travelers would find any possible way to cut costs, you know, on their
mm-hmm.
plane tickets. But it seems that more people are really opting for paying for good customer service over cheap prices because in many cases, you get what you pay for.
That's
you really
right.
do. Now, you might have remembered that last week we addressed this issue in the frame of Alaska Airlines receiving for the fifth year in a row the highest rating for customer service satisfaction
yep.
of any airline.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
That's right.
And to recap, Stuart Grief, he's the vice president and general manager of the global travel and hospitality practice at J.D. Power & Associates. He said regarding this topic, the airline industry is caught between trying to satisfy customers who demand low prices, high quality service, and comfort, and contending with the economic challenges of profitability for the airline. Passengers want it all, but they are not necessarily willing to pay for it all.
That's right.
Carriers
so
often
true.
Exactly. Carriers often must make decisions for financial reasons that they know will negatively impact customer satisfaction. So right there, that underlines the conundrum that we have here. So airlines just can't have it all.
I don't think it's just an airline. This is what most of consumers ask for the service, you know, right. industry, even travel agent too. They want everything.
They want it all.
They want the cheaper price, but you need to assist me from the beginning to the end, plus extra.
Right. We demand really good customer service, and at the same time, we want all these cheap airfares, and we want them both to go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I just don't understand it, you know, because if you're paying money for something that directly ties into receiving customer service, shouldn't everybody receive the same treatment, mm-hmm. regardless of the amount of money that they want to spend?
Yep.
You know, and I don't mean everybody should get a slice of chocolate cake or, you know, a comfortable chair on the plane or more leg room mm-hmm. or no waiting in line. I'm just referring to the way that customer service people treat their customers.
I understand.
You know,
I talk to those people on the phone
exactly,
all the time.
Exactly.
Calling for the customer. Or I see there's a problem gonna be happen. I calling an airline. I can be wait.
Right, or, right. Because when you look at these, you know, when you look at the comments on our Facebook page, it's all, a lot of the comments are related to the way they were treated, like by front desk operators, the flight attendants, and other, you know, service people. Mm-hmm. Not the amenities, interesting. Enough. Not mm-hmm. the amenities that people that they were providing on the flight, such as a free baggage check or a free meal or more leg space. They were much more affected, you know, just according to our little survey, mm-hmm. by the service that they were getting from the employees in the various areas, really, you know, having nothing to do with these amenities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And more like issues with staff. You know, I really don't know what it is, Yaling, but I think maybe workers feel unappreciated or not paid enough.
Mm-hmm.
The customer service industry, in my opinion,
yep.
has really gone down.
They don't feel to not be treated right.
It's rare that you're going to find a smiling face to greet you at an airport counter. When was the last time that happened to you? When was the last time a customer service agent went way beyond their standards of duty to make a client happier? When have we heard that? Or comfortable or more satisfied?
I did not hear that yet.
I, you know, I may be sounding a little harsh here, but I just don't see that very much anymore.
Even we travel by ourselves.
Yes.
We have a similar problem.
You know where they were really smiling, though, I have to say? They were really smiling when we went over to the Kapalua Airport on Maui, because nobody flies in there. There's no stress there. It's a little tiny airport, but everybody was smiling. But that shows you, you know, where the pressure isn't on. There's so much pressure, and I'm not really putting down customer service people.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there's a lot of pressure on them.
Yeah, because you just go to an airport, see how many people were there, and similar time, they have a 5-6 different airplane take off at the same time. Each airplane is at least 200 people. Time 4 times 7. These, you have 1,000 people checking
it. So true. That's right.
And then you need to issue, make sure they got all their ticket, their luggage, carry it, pay for the fee, hear their complaint, blah, blah, blah. And then together, I can tell, I need a lot of coffee.
Either that or a lot of
Mai Tai.
Yeah, I think Mai Tais are some serious drugs. I really agree with you, you know. And I think that's why it's so unusual to see on our Facebook page, and we ask these people, they're more interested in customer service.
Yeah.
They would pay more for customers. Mm-hmm. Maybe they should be charging for friendly people when they check in.
Yeah, if you see a smiley face, take a picture and post it. Please, every time check in with this lady or this gentleman in this airline.
Right.
On what airport.
Right.
Give them a kudo for it.
So, you know, a lot of talking about this week, this topic for me was because of what was happening with Allegiant Air. So here's like the skinny on this, okay? If you're planning on flying Allegiant Air to Hawaii, now this is Allegiant Air, for you guys that don't know, this is a cheap airfare carrier that's coming
from
into
Las
Hawaii.
Las Vegas and Fresno, California to Hawaii.
Right, and they're going to be adding more routes. And this is similar to ATA that what we used to have. This is a cheap airline.
Yeah, charter airline.
Kind of a charter airline or a no-frills airline. So you can get cheap airfares, which I support this.
Okay, and then see what happens.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens. But keep in mind, if you're going to take Allegiant Air, you're not going to be able to pick your own seat.
Until you check in.
Right, until you check in.
Yes.
So if you want to sit with your kids or your partner or your husband or your wife, it may not happen. If the computer assigns you a seat separately, you're stuck. And the assigned seats cost up to an additional $50
per person.
Per segment.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you want to carry on a bag, that's a problem also. I'm not talking about a personal item, a separate bag that you're going to put in the overhead compartment.
Tote bag.
That's an additional $10 to $30
That's
per
right.
segment.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to...
Chicken.
That's another $15 to $35 for an additional checked-in baggage.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fees that they add on to. But before you freak out on this, this is the first time I really heard an airline doing that since ATA. ATA wouldn't let you do that either because they had that limited space.
Yeah, the space on the head, you know. Storage area.
Keep in mind, so what I did was I went and we checked some prices, if you remember, on Allegiant Air. And we took the dates of December 23rd to January 2nd. And we compared those exacts, the price of Allegiant Air to that of Hawaiian Airlines. And
Hawaiian Airlines, I remember, is like $970. Yeah, $70.
Plus the $24 baggage fee.
Yeah, $25.
So basically, this is how it works. For the dates of December 23rd to January 2nd, it priced out on Allegiant Air for $588 per person plus the fees of $125, which was an assigned seat and one overhead bag and one check-in bag.
Mm-hmm.
So that brought the total for Allegiant Air to $713 compared to Hawaiian Airlines with the exact same dates for $970.
Yeah.
Plus a $24 baggage fee. So the difference is $257 per person, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot.
So you still have a huge savings with Allegiant Air in spite of all the fees. And so here's the moral of this. So you need to pack light. You need to understand that you're not going to be really doing, you know, sitting together, what those fees are. Also, ultimately, it comes down to that whole customer service satisfaction issue. You can't really expect that with a charter airline and a smaller airline. Your expectations need to really go down on the customer service side. If you're willing to do that, Allegiant Air is a great way to go.
Yeah.
And the prices are great. So that's the moral of the story.
Great.
And I'm looking forward to those prices. We've already sold some Allegiant Air.
Yeah.
So if you our agents are going to put that in as an option if you're going to book with us.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call on that. We'll be happy to help you out.
Yes.
We're going to sell Allegiant Air. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure they're a fine airline.
We should try it, huh?
Yeah, we should try it. We should go to Vegas because we can go to Vegas for $170 or something per person.
Well, wait,
so like for $400 we could go to Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't been able to do that for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So hopefully that helps you understand this. Customer service.
Yes.
It's important. And that's what we provide to you. That's what our whole business model is about. Giving you the good prices. We try to give everybody everything, don't we?
We try to give
you the best prices that beats everybody. We really do.
And we try because this is one coin have two sides.
Right.
So if you trust us, what we can do for you, don't be too picky sometimes.
Yeah, don't be too picky. And go with our advice. Trust us. Don't hire us and then not listen to everything that we say. Or some of the even one thing that we say, you know?
Oh,
I mean, that's what we're doing here. And if you can't, I understand.
The money is really, really big issue, it's fine with
us. It's really okay. Any way you want to do it, we want to make sure that you have a fantastic time in Hawaii. That's the way it works. Okay, so that's going to wrap it up. By the way, tomorrow I'm headed out on the USS Nimitz. I'm going to be going on an aircraft carrier tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you laughing at me? You don't think I'll be able to make it?
I will have a free time, my whole house for myself.
Party time. Really? So you're really thinking about having some time to yourself, being away from the old man for a couple of days.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, you have fun, and I'll be flying around on airplanes.
And show me a picture.
I'm a little bit nervous about it because, I'm going to be, in the military for a day. And, you got to get up at, 6 o'clock in the morning, which I'm not used to.
Uh-oh.
And the other thing is I got to sleep in a bunk bed with some stranger I don't even know.
That would be not
I don't
good.
Know. You think I can handle it?
You can handle anything, honey.
All right. Thank you, baby. All right. That's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yan Ling, here, and all of us at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.